Hey, I'm Lex.
And I'm Serena,
host of the Dream Body Playbook podcast,
a show all about transforming your life
and your body to what you've always dreamed of.
On our show, you're going to find hella inspiring guests,
and you'll get weight loss tips galore from top pros in the industry.
And you're going to hear fitness secrets from the CCP team.
Plus, you'll get nutrition and training help with our Is It Worth It episodes, where we'll review the latest trends hitting the internet to let you know if it's actually worth your time.
Listen every Wednesday to the Dream Body Playbook.
Good morning, whenever you're listening to this.
That's right. Good morning, good night, and goodbye. No, happy Wednesday. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite Dream Body Playbook.
Whoa, words today. Dream Body Playbook podcast.
Like looking at the coffee like, dang, I need some of that. I think we have a really good and fun episode for you guys today, but really the main topic of it is how your health journey and how your fitness journeys are just not linear.
Yeah.
You shouldn't expect a straight line to success.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about this in a few different scenarios. So, of course, like when looking at your own health journey, mm-hmm. it's not linear, but also like comparison to other people's health journeys and seeing like, okay, what other people are working on and stuff. And those aren't going to be linear either. You're not going to be parallel with someone else with their journey because their body is very different. A lot of times goals are very different. I feel like a lot of times when people hear like health journey or something, everyone automatically assumes weight loss. And that's not always the case for everyone. Majority of the people probably are focusing on weight loss, right? Because that's just today's society. But not everyone is focusing on weight loss. And we kind of want to touch on that in today's episode as well and talk about like what some of our clients are working on that's not weight loss.
What are you working on right now? Let's talk about that.
I'm working on surviving. No.
Yeah, surviving.
I think I'm more so working on like consistency with things and sticking to a schedule sort of ish. So it's hard for me. Here, we'll look at, take an inside peek into Alexa's day.
Okay. There we go.
So for me, I'm trying to set boundaries. That's what I'm working on. I'm trying to set more boundaries in a sense of like for myself, not for other people, because I have a really hard time with my schedule sometimes, where because calls with clients and stuff can be so sporadic. There's no rhyme or reason to it. There's not like set timings. The only calls that we have throughout the week that are set are like our team calls and things like that, which it's easy to put on the calendar and say, cool. But when it comes to working with clients and their schedules, you have to be flexible
to shift it. Yep.
And so I'm really known for pushing my own boundaries, where say I have a plan to go work out for myself, but then a client says, hey, I can do this time. Does that work for you? And it happens to be there during the time that I plan to go work out. Me pushing my own boundary, I'll say, oh yeah, sure, that works for me. And I'll just kind of push my workout, and I'll do that multiple times to where like I don't make my workout then. And then it's like, okay, crap, Alexis, you did this again. So that's what I'm working on as far as, I guess consistency does tie into that, like consistency with that, because I need to be more firm of like, no, I'm not available during that time, even though sometimes you have to get flexible, but with rhyme or reason.
But more often than not, you're being consistent and going and holding yourself to the times that you're going.
That, and then not as much like with a strict workout routine or anything, because I mean, obviously moving my body, but I am working more towards just being less sedentary, because as like us computer jobs, right, basically. And so we're behind a computer desk a lot. So I'm being way more conscious of at least going and doing an hour of like back end work on my walking pad a day, especially when it's gross out like it has been. Or like since we got back, well, we just went to Florida, so like that was 2 days ago. But before Florida, I was in a really good routine with like walking Gus and stuff like that, and making sure I'm keeping that up to get that neat up that I know my body needs, instead of just like sitting all day long. So I would say my goals are more so like functionality goals right now. I don't know how else to like explain that. Less of like, oh, I want to lose X amount of weight or look this way. Like, I'm kind of just like, cool, we are where we are right now. I would just rather move my body, feel my body properly, so that I do have the energy and clarity to get through the days, because I know I have to be on it with work right now because we are so busy, which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, going into summer, everyone's like wanting to get summer bodies and stuff. And we did an episode on that, like Summer Bodies Are Made in the Winter.
We did. Go listen to it.
Yeah. But that's kind of where I'm at when it comes to my goals, is that I just want to fuel my body and move my body in a way that I'm feeling super successful.
Yeah.
And not like working towards a super specific physique goal, if that makes sense. While that's complete opposite of what a lot of people are working towards, right? Like they have a specific physique goal and they don't care what it takes to get there. And that's just where my period of time right now, I can't. Maybe soon down the road, like we'll pivot and work on a physique goal for summer and stuff, whatever it may be. Because also, you guys, keep in mind, I've been doing this for years. What's up, y'all? So we don't run ads on this podcast, and we probably won't ever. Our goal here is to share as much information and value with you as possible, with a little entertainment, of course. But with that, we need your help in getting the word out about the Dream Body Playbook. So all we're asking for you to do is send this episode to a friend that you think would really benefit from it, or share it on your social media stories and tag us. Also, one other thing we're going to be doing is giving away a $100 Amazon gift card to someone who rates and reviews this podcast every single month. So thank you in advance, and we're looking forward to reading your reviews, but we'll get back to the episode.
Of course.
So being able to go back a different direction and get a little bit more lean and stuff doesn't take much for me, since my calories are at such a higher level and I've done that reverse dieting properly and stuff. So just keep that in mind. Not everyone's going to be able to kind of snap back in a different direction just to see little tweaks quickly. Thankfully, I have done the hard work in the long run, which is where a lot of our clients are doing, to where I can do that.
Yep.
But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now with just trying to feel better when it comes to energy, mental clarity, getting through the day without needing a nap, which, you guys, I'm not a napper, but sometimes I'm like, oh, one would be really nice right now, you know?
You're like, dang, I wish I had like 30 minutes of time.
Right, exactly. So that's kind of where my goals are right now.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, I'm trying to think of the best way to word this. I would say stability.
Okay, yeah.
Because just after the car accident and everything, like, obviously, they left me pretty messed up, and I was still dealing with a shoulder injury a little bit before that. And so I would say I'm like 95% of the way there, but there's still just some nagging on this right shoulder that I'm kind of just tweaking. And my knee is kind of a little meh now. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going through, not the motions, but I'm going through physical therapy, and I'm making sure I'm doing my exercises to just get that strength and stability back. So I'm not really focused on weight loss or anything like that. Like, I'll track my macros here and there just to see, okay, am I actually eating like how much I need to eat?
Yeah.
But I'm not like consistently tracking them every single day, because I know I don't need to right now. There's other things that I need to focus on.
Yeah.
Plus, I eat the same five things every week. So I'm like, oh, you know what? It's fine. But also, I would say probably consistency too. Mm-hmm. Like, just consistency in my sleep schedule, for one. And then making sure that when I'm at the gym, I'm giving it what I need to give it. Because I feel like after the accident a little bit, like I slacked a little bit, which is fine because I needed time off. But now I'm like, okay, sometimes I just don't even want to go to the gym anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, why do I not want to go to the gym? And I feel like it's because I'm not pounding, you know, 400 milligrams of caffeine and lifting super heavy weights. So I kind of feel like I'm getting a little bored. But I know that if I keep going and I keep doing the same things, I'm going to get out what I need to get out of it. And that's the only way I'm going to get stronger and get better is if I keep going and keep putting in the work and putting in the effort. So half the time that I'm there now, I don't even want to be there, but I'm there because I've built up the dedication to it. I don't have motivation, but I built up the dedication, so I'm there.
Yeah. At this point, going into month 3 of the year, like, the motivation is gone.
Yeah.
It's all dedication at this point. Yeah, exactly. And even times where, like, say you do get really off track and stuff, and maybe you get to the gym like a couple times, and maybe not even that, you know? Mm-hmm. I think it's really big to, which we always say, like, give yourself some grace and stuff, and take a look at like what your days are actually looking like and stuff. Obviously, we have a little bit of a skewed opinion on this just because we do work jobs that don't have set schedules.
Yeah.
If you're someone who's in the office from like 9 to 5 and you know what your timeline is going to look like almost every day, weekday.
Yeah.
Obviously, this might be a little bit different for you, right? But for us, where it's like, cool, are we working from 8 a.m. to 11, or are we working from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.? Like, you know, like, it's never, there's never really a flow of it.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing that between both of us, what we both mentioned, was figuring out something that's going to help us not only physically but mentally to get through what we need to get through to do things successfully. And not only just like the movement and things, but like doing our work successfully, supporting our clients successfully, being there. So that's, but I like the fact that, like, obviously we both have help, like, I would say like physique goals in a sense that we don't want to go all the way back to where we once were, right? Like we're like maintaining in a sense of, okay, we want to stay in check to where we're keeping up our physique. But also, like I said, we've done the reverse dieting and stuff. It's not as hard for us to maintain a certain level of physique. I know that picture that I posted last night on Instagram, which kind of triggered this whole conversation here.
Yeah.
The middle picture was like when I was going through my gut health journey. And that was like at the end of my cut. And I was on like a pretty steep cut. That was right before we went to Cabo. That was like the summer me and Nick got engaged. That was like at the very end of my cut. And like, obviously I was like super lean. Like I had like the little like wing marks and like my obliques and stuff. Like it was like crazy. And I would love to get there again one day. It's just right now that's not a goal of mine, because that takes a lot of,
Is this realistic for me right now?
Right. It's not realistic for my schedule, my life right now. And also like, I don't, why? Like, I don't, like, it was fun at the moment whenever I was doing it. But then also, like, where that point was, I reversed out of that. Like, that was my lowest point. And I reversed out of that to get to where I am today, being able to just kind of maintain and not go back to the first picture that was there.
Yeah.
Right? So it was kind of like the first picture, the, like, leanest, and then kind of, like, where I'm hanging out without, like, I'm just kind of intuitively eating. Right. I'm working out maybe 3 days a week, sometimes four if I get the chance. I'm not tracking macros. I'm kind of just, like, vibing, you know?
Yeah, you're vibing, living life.
And so,
and not going backwards.
Right, exactly. And not going back to, like, square one, essentially. And so I think that's really big to see, because a lot of people, especially social media, okay? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, mm-hmm. I could lie to you guys and post on my social media all of those pictures when it's all, like, I was at my leanest and, like, I looked like this and I had cut abs and my glutes were popping, whatever it may be. I could post those all day long and, like, play it off as, like, I still look like that right now. But that's not realistic. No. And a lot of people don't hang out at that lean of a phase 100% of the time. Normally, there's going to be some bounce, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's just why I posted that last night too. I was like, let's just like figure out like, or let's talk about like how it's not always linear. We don't always have the exact same goals that we once did. Doesn't mean we never want to get back there before. Like I might want to go into another cut and play around with macros and stuff again. But that's also the fun part when you get to kind of where you're at. It's like, you can do those things and it's a lot easier to do those things. And it's not as stressful. But like whenever I was at that leanest phase, I didn't eat out, didn't drink at all, which I still don't drink that much, but like didn't drink at all, no caffeine, nothing with like inflammatory type stuff. So like no spices, like it was like very bland. I was tracking every bite that went into my mouth and I was being super strategic with it. And it was a challenge for me. It was kind of like when we talked to Emma about her like competitive bikini competitions and stuff, she like loves the like challenge of it. And that's kind of how it was for me. Just I didn't go as far for like, obviously.
Right.
But I think it's fun when you're in a phase where you have the mental capacity to put towards to do that.
Yeah.
I would never want to do that right now with where my mental capacity is with life and work and things like that. And I think that's where you have to pick and choose, because if I decided to throw on that strategic of things that I was doing before, like I was in the gym 6 days a week and doing 30 minutes of cardio on top of every workout, like there was a lot going on. Like I was deep in this cut. And while I felt amazing, it was great. I was super happy with my physique and stuff. If I did that now, I would bust. Yeah. I would absolutely, my head would explode. Like seriously, because I would just hit a wall of like overwhelm. I would be fatigued. My body would, I'd probably get sick. My body would be like, Alexis, you need to chill because you've got so much going on. And so that's where too, I think it's really important to check yourself and be like, what's truly important for my life right now? Because aside from my own health and work, you also have to show up in other areas of your life, like my marriage and how do I take care of Gus and my friendships and stuff. And so when you are in a phase of extreme cuts and stuff, it is more of like a selfish phase, which is fine. It's totally fine to do. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that because it's selfish or whatever. Like, no, but it is more of a selfish time. And right now it's my first year of marriage with Nick. And so it's like, where I would rather like do more fun things with him. And like, we have friends in town and stuff. And so, that's kind of where my mind's at. And I want you guys to challenge yourself of like, where are you at right now?
Yeah. Like what can you handle?
Right. Mentally, what can you handle? Because even though it's a lot of like fitness and stuff like that, but it's also plays a huge mental role.
Because I guarantee, like, all the people that you see on social media that are super lean all the time, that are competing, you ask them, their mental health is probably trash.
A lot of them,
because,
yeah.
Yeah, because they have to do that.
You guys are really loving and relating to this conversation and want to continue to learn more about this topic and countless others. Listen up. This is for you. We want to give you access to our free community of women on similar paths to you. Shoot us a DM on Insta with the word Facebook and we will get you in there ASAP.
For one, and for two, it's so hard to maintain that physique year-round, and even most bodybuilders, unless they have a bunch of shows coming up, they don't maintain that leanness year round. Like if you go back and listen to that episode that we had with Emma, like she had to reverse out and then she got cut down again and reversed out. So it's a process. And so we don't want you guys to feel like, oh my gosh, you know, this person I follow on Instagram has had 6-pack abs for the last 6 years. But little do you know, they're not happy. They've been in strict competitions for the last 6 years. So that's probably why they look like that for the whole time. Whereas, you know, most of our clients now that we work with, either they're focusing on that or they're focusing on teaching their kids good healthy habits, or maybe they are trying to get, you know, a nice physique, and some of them are, but realistically at the end of the day, they're not, you know, aiming for that. I need to be stick thin, 120 pounds, 6-packs, abs year round.
Yeah, that's a good point. With a lot of our girls, I start the conversation around goals and stuff. And of course, the first things that come up is, well, I want to have X number on the scale. I want to drop pant sizes. And like, of course, great. Those are awesome.
Yeah, we
goals.
Love that.
And then I start thinking, or start asking, okay, then what? When you reach that goal, what's next? Like, what else do you want to work towards? And that's when you really start thinking about those long-term things that are actually going to be impactful in life. And so a lot of them, if they're moms, it's like, I want to be able to be the active mom. I want to be the one that's like helping coach the soccer team, practicing with them in the backyard, running around and on the beach with them, whatever it may be, without getting out of breath and winded and saying like, oh no, honey, I have to take a break. Mommy's tired. Like whatever it may be. And if you're not a mom, a lot of people are thinking, well, I mean, I want confidence. Yeah. I want to feel better about myself. I want to maybe get out in the dating world. Maybe there's, I don't know, there's so many different scenarios, right? But there's things that are deeper than just the number on the scale that so many people want to work towards. And you can get to those, yes, of course, with physique changes, right? But also like the mental work and just fueling yourself better, because that's going to give you more energy. You're going to sleep better. Like your stress is going to come down and stuff. And so that's where it doesn't all fall back on the physique side of things, which I think so many people just gravitate towards.
Yeah. And I mean, it's okay to want to look good.
Right.
And
oh, yeah.
To feel good and boost your confidence and stuff like that. But I think the more important piece of it is, again, that long-term sustainability piece of it. And so we have this onboarding process with our clients. And one of the last like pages I go over with them is your like immediate action items. So basically what's your starting homework kind of deal. And I write down like our primary and our secondary goals based on information that I already had about them. So I put this together before they even got on the call with me and set their strict goals. And I typically put as our primary goal is building long-term healthy habits for like sustainability and blah, blah, blah. And then I put secondarily is like toning up confidence, weight loss, fitting, like good fitting clothes, all of that stuff. And I asked them, I'm like, do you agree or disagree with this? And they all agree. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's, you know, I put primary because if you focus on these things, everything else is just going to fall right into place. And that's the more important part. And the secondary part is important, yes. But if we're focusing on this, then there's no way to fail.
Yeah, it's all going to fall into place at some point.
Yeah.
Along with like the tools and accountability and things like that to get you there, of course. But okay, so what would be kind of like a starting action item that you would give someone to start focusing on that primary goal?
Typically there's something, it depends on what the person has said in the call with you.
Right. Yeah.
But typically there's usually like, okay, daily water goal on there, or there's daily macro goal if we have them on macros. Right now, a lot of them don't have macros. So it's more so like choose healthy food options.
Yeah. Like balance plate.
And yeah.
Portion sizes, colors, things like that.
And then if they're struggling with like workouts, then I would say, you know, get in some intentional movement, whether that's your steps or your workouts or a walk or a stretch or yoga.
Like I was talking about before, like just intentionally like moving your body. That's
playing with your kids or whatever.
That's getting you off the couch or off your desk chair or whatever it may be.
Yeah, those are typically the top three I like rotate between. But if somebody specifically is struggling with like confidence or something like that, I might take a little different approach and say like, I am affirmations or gratitude journaling or something along those lines to help build that up first so that they know they have some confidence to do the other things too.
Yeah. I love a good gratitude journal. We send it to all of our girls. That's a big one, especially when you're in times of like not seeing as much physical progress, but you know, like, okay, you've got more energy, you're sleeping through the night, you're waking up as soon as your alarm clock goes off, like things like that. Those are still wins, you guys. Like those are still big wins. And then like focusing on those things, if you can acknowledge those in gratitude, other things are going to fall into place and you're going to start seeing things on more of a positive light than just thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm still not seeing the number on the scale. And completely discrediting all of the other wins that you're seeing when it comes to like your health and wellness, not just like your physique.
Right. And that's not fair to yourself. No, to not at all. Give yourself credit for all of the things that are going on. And we have a client right now who I had asked her for a testimonial video a couple weeks ago. And she was like, oh, well, I'm just not like, I'll do it, but can I wait a few weeks? And I was like, well, why do you want to wait a few weeks? Mm-hmm. She was like, well, because I need to like see more success or whatever. And I was like, girl, what more success do you need to see? Like your clothes are fitting better. Except, I mean, the only piece of clothing that didn't fit better for her was her jeans. And that's kind of like what we're
working towards.
Yeah. But she was like, you know, everything else is fitting better. She's sleeping better. Her macros are on point. She's hitting her workouts. Her bloating and inflammation has went down. She's lost some pounds. So I'm like, sis,
it's like, cause that one thing you think you haven't had any progress and that, but us as like humans in today's society, that's what we do to ourselves, right?
But
like,
she's doing amazing. And I just want to say, if you're listening to this, you're doing amazing. And she is sending the video by the end of the week. So
there you go. There you go. You know who you are. I know who you are. All right. Yeah. And so I think it's also important to note, just kind of pivoting into like another section of what I want to discuss was respecting these differences between each other. Because I think it's very easy for us to think, okay, I'm trying to lose weight and get 6-pack abs, just for an example, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's, my brain might go straight to Serena's trying to lose weight and get 6-pack abs when you might not be. And so then whenever I'm seeing progress and your progress looks different than mine, sometimes it can come off as like, well, what are you doing? Are you doing it wrong? And I'm not like, I'm not saying this is all the time, but like if you have people in your life who are very brutally honest with you and maybe you're just like open and like you talk about this with your friends and stuff, or maybe you're that person that just like doesn't care what they say. I just want to point out to like be mindful that like you might not know the whole story of what they're working on.
Right, because think about this. If you're a person who's trying to get 6-pack abs and your friend has an eating disorder and that they're trying to recover from that eating disorder and you say something to them about, oh, well, you shouldn't be eating da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And then they take it the wrong way and now there's a rift in the friendship because of it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't really have much more to say about that. That was, I'm like, yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Like, yeah, you gotta be mindful of what you say.
Yeah, and then also, too, like, I mean, if you... I mean, just check in with your friends. Like, that's the biggest thing. Be like, hey, what are, like, even asking, like, what are your goals? Because I think it's so common for us to just assume when it comes to health, like, all of our goals are the same. Like, we want to look smaller, leaner, yada, yada, yada. But, like, that, like, just check in with your friends and stuff. Be like, hey, like, what are you working towards right now? Like, or, like, even better of a question, how can I support you with your goals right now? Like, that's, like, music to my ears, right?
I loved when Emma was talking about how she told, like, her whole, support system about the goals that she was having. Like, and she set boundaries with them. Like, hey, like, you know, please don't ask me to do X, Y, Z because I'm prepping for a competition or whatever. Yeah. And so I think if you guys go back to that episode, I mean, we keep talking about it, but go back to that episode, listen, think of, implement some of the things that she was doing. Obviously don't implement everything. She was on a different journey than you guys, the boundary setting and having that accountability was really, really important.
Yeah, for sure. And the communication too. And if you feel like you're on the other end of something where maybe you're being misheard or,
have you heard health and fitness coaches talk about how your metabolism can help you burn fat even while you're sleeping? And you just think, how? Trust me, we get it. It's all so confusing to know what you need to do to get your metabolism working the way you want it to. But today, you're in luck. We have created a done-for-you daily checklist that will set your metabolism on fire. All you have to do is DM us checklist and we will send it your way completely for free. All right, now let's get back to the episode.
Your goals are being judged in a way that is not the way you intended your goals to come off. Like, say something.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, like, I don't appreciate that and that's not really what I'm working towards right now. I would love to educate educate you on like what I'm actually working towards if you want to, if you're interested. But like what you're accusing me of or what you're saying, maybe my goals aren't getting there fast enough, whatever it may be. You can be like, hey, like that's not really what I'm working on. Like, yeah, let's flip the switch. Like I'm actually working on this because my life looks like this, you know, like so it's like different things. And then also like vice versa, maybe someone's not pushing you hard enough and you're really wanting to like get into the gym and lose some weight and you're like, hey, I'm really trying to like get this physique goal for maybe you have a trip in July, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You're like, I kind of need some tough love right now, push me a little bit.
Right, I don't need to be enabled.
Right, exactly. Don't enable me, like push me in the right direction. And that's something too that of course I'll touch on the fact that like that's what we would be here for with our clients as well. Like we know all of your goals, everything's laid out for us, so we do know how to properly mm-hmm. push you in the right direction. But if you don't have a coach or like maybe you aren't working with anyone and you just have like friends or a spouse or mm-hmm. parents, whatever it may be, but like communicate that to someone, because one, the accountability is going to help.
Yeah.
But two, making sure you have the right kind of accountability is going to help as well, so that it's not just like a beat down or like a lift up whenever you're like, hey, I need actually some tough love, or hey, actually I need some nicer love, you know.
I'd say we're pretty good at that. We have a pretty good balance of that with our clients. So
yeah, and it's all based off of too, like just a little more insight of like with our clients, like we do Enneagram tests and stuff with them to mm-hmm. where we learn their personality a little bit more about like how they want to be coached. We ask them specifically like, what would you need specifically from us to get there? And some of them are like, I mean, I really don't want you to like yell at me, but like I need kind of that push.
Right.
Some people are like, no, I need you to call my ass out, essentially, like push me and like get me there, because that's just the personality that they are. And it's different for everyone, right? And so that's another thing to kind of recognize is maybe you like the hard yelling at me in the gym, go, 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 but your friend doesn't. And your friend's like, oh my God, like what is your deal? Like, why are you being so mean to me and like all this stuff, when you might just not associate that with them and you're thinking, oh well, that's how I like to be coached, but someone might not like to be coached like that.
Well, I'm not a drill sergeant, so I won't scream at you, but I will
we'll push you.
Yeah, I'll give you a little push, but I don't do all that yelling. I just can't.
I think tough love and like balance and stuff is healthy.
Yes.
Getting yelled at all the time is not,
it's bad, it's toxic.
It's also, I don't want to create that negative
reinforcement.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, if you're someone who's like, I need a drill sergeant, then get you a drill sergeant. Like, right. Go for it.
Get you a drill sergeant, because it's not Serena.
All right. Anything else? I feel like I would list out some things before we turn the mics on. Anything else that I mentioned that we haven't gone over yet?
I feel like maybe just talking about how it's not linear on the scale.
Oh, just like progress.
Yeah.
Because, oh, for sure.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, yeah, we talked about different health journeys and stuff, but it's just not, you know, it's not going to be, okay, you're going to be here, then you're going to be at the top of the mountain tomorrow.
Like, yeah.
You have to take those steps.
Yeah, no. And that's something huge. I mean, especially with us females, we've mm-hmm. talked about this hundreds of times, mm-hmm. but our cycle is like 28 days long. And so some longer, some shorter, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. But our bodies change on like a cycle or phase by phase, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you're ovulating, you might feel like really good. Some people might feel really shitty. Right. When you're on your period, most of us probably feel like crap. But then like there's different phases in which like your weight's going to go up.
Yep.
Your bloat's going to go up. You're going to have different things happening throughout the month, right? Mm-hmm. And also like you've got different life events happening too. So even if it's not your cycle affecting you, maybe you went on vacation and you drank a little bit more, you ate a little bit more high sodium stuff, and you come home and the scale's up a few pounds. Yeah, it's probably pretty normal. You're probably holding on to some water, some sodium retention, mm-hmm. but you probably didn't put on a few pounds of fat, you know?
Right.
I think that's the biggest thing to point on, is that that number on the scale only represents like the total composition of your body. And what we're really focused on when it comes to physique changes is that body fat percentage. Mm-hmm. And it's really, 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 really hard to put on like 5 to 10 pounds of fat in one weekend when you go out with friends, right? Like you might see it on the scale because the water, sodium, things like that. Also bowel movements, if that's changed, that definitely plays a role in it.
Yeah.
But it's highly unlikely that you put on 5 to 10 pounds of body fat.
I like how you just said the total body composition, because it is. But if you think about it, if you get on the scale every day, mm-hmm. that number is going to change mm-hmm. every day mm-hmm. because yesterday you ate a salad, today you ate a cheeseburger, tomorrow you're eating a quinoa salad. Or like
something as small as like you peed before you got on the scale one morning right. and you didn't the next morning.
Right, and then you pooped one morning before yep. and you didn't poop the next morning before. Yep, like exactly. It's going to change every single day because what you're putting in your body, what's coming out of your body is different every single day.
Yeah, and so it's never just going to be like a straight line down, right? It's right. going to be like a jagged straight line.
Jagged down.
It should be progressing. If you look at the overall picture of it, it should be going in a downward, like negative slant.
Yeah.
But it's going to be up and down, 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 yep. up and down, the whole way down, right? And so that's just something to keep in mind because I know so many of us want that quick, fast, instant drop of just like a straight line, and that's just not the way it's gonna work.
No, I mean, hey, I wish it was because I'd be rich, but
it'd be great.
Yeah,
it would be great if it worked like that, and a lot of us would be at our goals faster and stuff, but like slow and steady wins the race. And mm-hmm. I mean, don't get discouraged either, because a lot of times when people see that little bounce, instead of it going straight down, you see that, okay, down, up, down, up. When you see that up part, that's when people give up because they're right. like, crap, it's not working. Oh my gosh. Or whenever you have that one-off weekend and you hop on the scale and you're 5 to 10 pounds up because of that water weight, sodium and stuff, they think, well, crap, I'm right back at the very, very beginning. I just give up, throw my hands in the air and say, screw it, essentially. Mm-hmm. And that, like, if you give up on your goals and you stop working completely, that's the only way you're 100% never going to get to your goals.
Yep. I'm not stuck unless I stop.
Yep. Period. Exactly. Exactly. Like, if you can keep going, you're not done yet. Like, you're honestly never going to be done when it comes to health journey. Like, you're right. always going to be like, you know, keeping up healthy habits and stuff. But the only way you're going to quote unquote fail at getting to your goals is if you stop. That's yeah. the only way.
And I mean, the only cause for concern should be if you're consistently seeing that line or arrow go up. So if it's like, right. okay, 170, but then it goes on 169, but then it's 172, then it's 170, then it's 175, then it's 170. Yeah,
if it's progressing up.
Yeah, yeah. Then okay, maybe we got to reevaluate.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah, if you're working with a professional and they've got you on specific protocols and stuff, it should be consistently going down. And if you're adhering to those protocols, right?
Right.
Yeah, but just keeping that in mind. And I know you guys have probably heard that over mm-hmm. and over and over, but it's always a really good reminder that hey, progress is not linear at all whatsoever, and it's not ever going to be. It's not no. like you can change anything that you're doing to make it more linear than what it is. It's not going to be.
Right. It's like you just have to put the consistency in with those habits for it to go the way that you need it to go.
Right.
Exactly. Or the way that you want it to go.
Exactly.
Cool.
Awesome.
All right. Well, hopefully this was helpful for you guys.
Yeah. I hope this was helpful. If it was or was not helpful for you and you have someone in mind that it might be helpful for, send it to them.
Send it to them.
It's always super appreciative. Also, like, leaving comments and reviews.
Sharing it on Instagram.
Yeah. That's always going to be super helpful. Like we always say, our goal is to reach more people and touch more people and help educate them on their health journeys. And maybe even just be like a support system, like a virtual support system that someone can lean on and get that, I guess, kind of validation for the way that they're feeling in some ways.
Yeah.
Maybe to where if you have someone in mind, just share it or share it on your story, like Serena said, because you never know who's watching. And we really appreciate that. And leaving a review and rating would be fabulous as well. Always helps out the show.
We love you guys.
Other than that, we'll talk to you next Wednesday. See ya. Have a great week.